FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The SANDF says the process of returning the bodies of soldiers who died in battle in the Democratic Republic of Congo should be completed by Tuesday. A summit of African leaders met to address the crisis in the DRC yesterday and has called for an immediate and unconditional ceasefire within 5 days. The M23 group, allegedly backed by Rwanda, has rapidly seized swathes of territory in the eastern DRC. The conflict has led to thousands being killed and vast numbers being displaced. The joint summit in Tanzania brought together Rwandan President Paul Kagame and his Congolese counterpart Felix Tshisekedi, as well as leaders from both 16-member SADC and the East African community. In the final statement, the summit also called for an opening of humanitarian corridors to evacuate the dead and injured. In a statement, the SANDF says the bodies of our 14 fallen soldiers arrived in Uganda yesterday with, quote, standard pathology procedure commencing today. Back home, a manhunt is underway for two suspects who evaded arrest during a shootout with police in Inanda, north of Durban. Three of the five criminals linked to multiple murders in Inanda and Umlazi were killed yesterday. Police say they acted on information about the suspects' whereabouts, whom they found inside a house in the Bambai area. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says a shootout ensued upon the arrival of police after the suspects opened fire.
During the shootout, three firearms were recovered. The suspects are also believed to be responsible for the recent murders of four people, including two off-duty police constables, and the attempted murder of four other people at the tavern in Sundumbili on Tuesday.
And the Red Cross says it's worried about the way hostages and prisoners are being released in Gaza. Yesterday, Hamas freed three visibly frail Israeli hostages after parading them publicly on stage. It's led to urgent calls in Israel to immediately release all hostages. Ruby Chen San Ite is an American Israeli soldier who's presumed to have died. In a clip from Sky News, he's asked this of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
When will he ever stand up and be able to say, I will guide the negotiation team to enter into intensive talks and agree on the release of not the next hostage, the last hostage?
Well, a Hamas official has accused Israel of putting the ceasefire deal in danger of collapse. Bassem Naim has accused Israel of lacking commitment. At least 100 of the 183 Palestinian prisoners returned to the Gaza Strip yesterday. Naim says the militant group has no desire to return to war. Your top story, the SANDF says the process to return the bodies of soldiers who died in battle in the DRC should be completed by Tuesday. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.